If I hadn't singing tonight, I want to read a verse of scripture. If you got a Bible, look me in Luke chapter number 2 tonight. Amen. Do what God says, he'll do what he says. Amen. That's right. Luke chapter number 2. And a little thought in the thought this morning, this verse here. And there's a purpose of God tonight in your life. Jesus come, thank God. He said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And he is, thank God, the everlasting Father, according to Isaiah 9. And when Jesus come, he come, thank God, in flesh. He showed us God. He showed us God in the flesh. He was God in the flesh. The name Emmanuel means God with us. God was manifest in the flesh, according to the book of God. And we know tonight that, thank God, that Jesus, amen, had a path to go. He come in this world, and he had a course, if I can use that word, or a path that the Father had set up that he had to go through. Amen, he went through it as a child. He was a child. Thank God he was like a little child here, even though he is a perfect child. He was without sin. Amen, and he went through that. I mean, every Jewish child, amen, went through that. And we find here in the Word of God that they went to the Passover when Jesus was 12 years old. They went up to the, it was the custom of the and the feast there. And we find here that as they was going back, tarried behind in Jerusalem, Jesus stayed in Jerusalem. And the Bible said here in verse number 43, and Joseph and his mothers knew not of it. That's an alarming thought in my mind that here I ain't got a boy that's 12 years old. Ain't got his mother and his daddy didn't know where he was at. Amen. They went on a whole day without him. And that's a thought tonight. I mean, how can you go a day without knowing where your child is? Amen. Maybe they just took it for granted. Maybe just supposed it. But I look at this text tonight, and Jesus gets down here, and you know the record, how it took him 3 days to get back to where he was. It does take you longer to get back, amen, than when you left. Amen. There's been people to leave where they ought to be with God, and it takes them longer to get back where they ought to be. Amen. And God had gone one day, took them 3 days to get back to where he was. And so we find this truth tonight in the scripture. But when they got back, they found Jesus. The Bible said here, they said, amen, in the scripture, it's talked about when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, verse 48, son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Notice what this 12-year-old said to them, Jesus Christ. He said, wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And that's why he came, the Father's business. I want to tell you this tonight, that Jesus was basically saying that I'm here in charge of his business, and I come to do his business. And he set that thing up before the world began, and a plan that God had. Amen. In time, Jesus would come, and he come to fulfill the business of God. Amen. The word business would take the meaning. Thank God, I come to do the production. Amen. I come to bring forth fruit. I come to do what God sent me for. And that's why he came. Amen. There's a purpose in that. And he said, why? He said, I come to do my Father's business. He wasn't talking about Joseph. He worked in a carpenter shop a while. But he wasn't talking about, thank God, knocking wood. He was talking about doing the will of God. And I'm telling you this tonight, that's what he's wanting out of his people tonight. We are representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're to do what he says. Amen. The will of the Father, as the brother said. And Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. And can I tell you this tonight? I'm just going to tell you a few things. You're his business tonight. Amen. I'm his business tonight. Thank God. I'm telling you, he's done a good job on his end. I messed up a lot of times, but I'm still his business, and he's still taking care of me, and he's still looking after me. Amen. Like Brother Chris said, he ain't never failed, he never will. Amen. Thank God, he does as he pleases, and he does what he wants to. And praise God, I'm an object of his attention. I'm an object of the Son of God. Hey, he gave himself for me, and he bought me with blood. Thank God, and I'm his business tonight. And I'm going to tell you, when I'm his business, I ain't got everything to turn out just the right. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I'm the object of his business. You're the object of his business tonight. Amen. He not only saved you, and God keeps you every day you live. Amen. Notice this. Amen. The Bible said here, and they understood not the saying which he spake unto them, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth. Notice this. And was subject unto them. Still a law, he is subject unto them. Amen. I believe. Thank God he was considered a man. Thank God at the age of 13 in the Jewish family. And they went through that bar mitzvah. Every Jew boy. Thank God went through that. Amen. Jesus 12 right here. He's still subject to them. And far as we know, we don't have no writings from 12 to 30. Jesus, my friend, you can't look reading this Bible. And it says a whole lot besides what it says in verse number 52. It says Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. He growed and in favor with God and man. Amen. That's right. Praise God. You say, Brother Hyde, what do you think? Through them silent years that we don't have a lot on him. What do you think Jesus did? I may be done. Praise God. God was the Father and him had, amen, thank God, fellowship. And I believe he was making preparation. Thank God to show himself. Amen. Remember, he came on the scene and John the Baptist baptized him. Amen. And fulfill all righteousness. And brethren, listen. Thank God after that, he started preaching. Amen. He's the greatest preacher to ever live. And he preached repentance. Amen. And thank God still tonight. It takes repentance. If a man don't repent, he'll not make it. It's repentance. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Thank God. He got the preaching, got the healing people, done miracles, turned the water into wine. Amen. Healed a nobleman's son. Amen. Thank God. One day he's in a house and he's thank God in there preaching. Amen. And there was a man that was sick of palsy and he couldn't get there. And he had four men. Amen. Thank God that got a hold of the end of a bed and carried that man down there to that house. And the press was so much. I mean, he couldn't get in the door. It was so crowded in that house. Amen. But Jesus, thank God, my friend, was preaching the word. Thank God, but they got on the roof. Amen. Thank God. Can you imagine that? These four men got on the roof with that man. Thank God, and he opened the roof up. Amen. Let that man before the Lord. Thank God, and Jesus. Thank God, forgave him and then healed him. Amen. I'm telling you, what amazing. Amen. Tonight, is he the same Lord tonight? Is he the same God tonight? I want to say everything is in him tonight. Everything we have is in him tonight, and he must be about his Father's business. Amen. Amen. A lot of times we so caught up in this world, and there's really not a lot of profit in it. Amen. I was thinking this afternoon about all the things that we are caught up in. Amen. Instead of the business of God. Amen. I must be about my Father's business. Oh, God, do not help me to separate myself unto the business of God. Amen. Listen, friend, when you stand before God, all that matters is, amen, what you done with what he gave you. Amen. I mean, stewardship. If somebody's been entrusted with something, thank God, and God's going to use him to fulfill what he gave them, thank God, to do. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, I'm glad for the help ministry of our Lord. Amen. I'm glad he uses people day by day in our lives. Amen. Like the brother said tonight, thank God. Amen. God puts people in our lives. Amen. To help us along the way. He's a good God. I thank him. Hallelujah. I'm saying thank God. I must be about my Father's business. Amen. Amen. You see, it's the business of every daddy to lead his home. That's the business of every daddy, is to lead his home. That's the business of every husband. Thank God to love his wife as Christ loved the church. That's your business, amen. It's your business tonight to love that wife. I thank God for the wife God gave me. Amen, I appreciate it. Thank God. But I'm telling you, it's my business, amen, to take care of her. It's my business, Brother Danny. Thank God to love her as Christ loved the church. Amen, the sacrifice to give myself. Amen, to put her above myself. Amen, buddy, I'm telling you, it's a blessing. Amen. Hey, thank God. God, it's your business to do that. He gave you that. Ain't God charged how to love your wife as Christ loved the church. Amen. That's right. It's my business
It's that mother's business. Take care of them little old children. Amen. That's the business of that mother. Amen. To be a good housewife. Amen. That's right. Thank God to take care of them children. Amen. That's right. See, thank God. I like what old one preacher said. He said, it's hard for a child to go to hell on a praying mama's knee. That's probably right. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, ladies, listen, I appreciate you. I mean that with my heart. I appreciate you. I'm glad, thank God, y'all ain't in this glamour stuff and this worldly stuff and everything else. God have mercy. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, my mama, thank God, I remember the day she got born again. I was sitting on the other side of the church as she walked forward on this side of the pulpit and bowed her knee. Amen. Got up, thank God, changed. I say hallelujah. Thank God, in them days, women, amen, knew something about, thank God, a family. I know something about taking care of youngins. I know something, thank God, about the, amen, what they is here for. I'm telling you, ladies, listen to me tonight. Hey, God, don't go the broad way. Go the way of God. Amen, you got a business to take care of. And the best business, you got them little kids, them little children. Thank God that God gave you, amen. That's right. It don't matter about how much money. People talk about money, success. That's a lie. That ain't success. You can make all the money and go right to hell. You can send your kids to hell with everything they want. Thank God for the needs God supplies. I remember when we got married, brother, listen, amen, it wasn't easy, amen. That's right, brother, and we didn't start out, thank God, walking into a house, amen. If you got one, thank God for it, amen. It's made it a little bit better to get one today, but thank God for what the Lord blessed us with, amen. But I'm telling you, thank God, I was the happiest man, and I wasn't even saved yet, amen. When I got saved, thank God, it put the life in me, amen. But I'm telling you, thank God, I remember, amen, brother, listen, all we have was one another. Amen. I didn't marry her family and she didn't marry mine. She married me. Thank God I took her and I said, I want you. Amen. Thank God I told her the other day, I said, praise God. I'm wanting to take you and get along with you, praise God. Amen. Seems like everything in the world keeps you from getting along. Amen. Getting to go do something together. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, sometimes, thank God, this world will beat you down. Amen. Everybody needs a break. But I'm telling you, brother, listen. Thank God, there's something about it. Amen. Hey, God's done it. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. We need that in this day and time. Amen. God wants you ladies to thank God. God created the woman for the man. He took the rib of the man, made a woman. He brought the woman to the man. He didn't tell him to go out and look. Amen. I think you got to find, if you're going to find something, you got to look for it. Amen. That's right. But God will bring it together. I know that's right. Amen. You say, how did he do that? I don't know, but he done it. Amen. God knows how to do it. You get out of the way and let God do it. Amen. Brother, listen. Thank God there's a business to take care of. And if we're going to have the business of God, we're going to have our homes right. Amen. That's right. There's a way God puts that thing together, Brother Shank. Amen. He got you on that double date that night. Amen. Thank God. How many years y'all been married now, Miss Pat? 45 years ago. Praise God. Amen, brother. God put that together. You said, I wouldn't have thought that up. I know you wouldn't. God knew it before you got in the car. Amen. That's right. That's what's amazing. Thank God tonight. It's the business of God. If we got to do the business of God here, we got to do business of God over there. Amen. In our homes. Amen. God, every day we live, it's got to be the business of God. Amen, brother. I'm telling you, we need to pray together, seek God together. Amen. Under God, we need some men that'll grab hold of the leadership of the home. Thank God and be who they are for God and leave the home. Amen. You know what Joshua said? It's for me and my house we'll serve the Lord. His wife didn't say that. That's what he said. He said, choose you this day, son. He didn't say, tell me next week. He didn't say, tell me next year. He said, you choose this day who you'll serve. Whether it be God or the bunch of God of the Amorites. Amen. Buddy, he put it right down on the money. Son, we got too much looseness today. Amen. We got too much looseness today. Amen. Somebody said, you all were straight with it. God help us. We ought to be. Amen. Listen, if you're going to do the business of the Father, you got to have your home in order. Amen. That's right, son. Thank God we live in a day and time. Amen. Not much home's in order. But I'm telling you, thank God there's nothing like it. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you this. We need to do business of the Father in the church. And which is the church? You're the church. I'm the church. Amen. Everything done here ought to be glorifying God. It ought to be what God wants in a meeting. It ought not be, my friend, a bunch of flesh. Amen. Listen, the kingdom of God come without observation. The kingdom of God's in us tonight. And the kingdom of God, friend, is what Jesus set up. Amen. That's right. He said, listen, this is my heart. My heart is old time worship in the church. Old time worship in the church. God, get on you. Let her go, son. Amen. God wants you to testify, shout. And God, cry, weep. Women are men. I don't want no stiffness. I don't want no formality. I don't want no rituality. I don't want no traditions of men. I want the Holy Ghost. I want the habitation of God. I want spiritual work. I want preaching of the word. I want praying in the spirit. I want songs that glorify God. I don't want nothing but God tonight, amen. I don't care nothing about nothing else. And I don't care about your welfare. If you want to talk to me about the gun you got, I'll listen to you. I don't know much about guns, but I like looking at them all right. But that ain't why I come to church, to hear about your gun. I ain't saying you can't talk to me about it. You probably won't, because you know I don't know much about them. Amen. That ain't why we come. We come for spirituality, the habitation of God. If I'm going to be about the Father's business, I'm going to have to indoctrinate the truth of God through preaching and manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the people of God, that they might do the Father's business. It's up to you to find out what God wants in your life. It's the purpose of God. It's between you and Him. It ain't between me and you. Amen. The body's functioning. Amen. The right hand don't need to know what the left's doing. Amen. Listen. God's got a will for your life. And if you don't do it, shame on you. Some of y'all just straggling around. God help us. If you're going to do something for God, do it. If you ain't, don't do it. In and out, hot and cold. God have mercy. Most people's lukewarm. Jesus said He spewed them out of His own mouth. You know why? Because He is sick. Jesus said I'm sick of it. Amen. One service you show up, one you don't. Amen. Thank God. One time you up, one time you down. We all in that category. Thank God. But He's bigger than that. He's greater than that. And I'm telling you, He's got a business to do tonight. And He ain't going to be able to do it with people's not consistent. I determined when I got called to preach, I am not the best preacher. I preach the way God put it in me. But I'm telling you one thing. I determined in the heart to say, God, I'll do whatever You need me to do and want me to do. I want to be persistent. I mean, I want to be faithful. He counted me faithful, put me in the ministry. And I want to be faithful. And I know if I ain't going to be able to do the Father's business unless I'm faithful. Some people's pulled around by the world's rope. Ain't enough backbone in you, thank God, amen, to make a good rib. Amen. Daniel got thrown into the den with a bone. Old Roloff said it was a backbone. Amen. Thank God the decree had been signed by the hand of the king. Daniel still prayed to the Lord. The hungry lions paced in the den. Here comes supper, one roared. But if you had been standing anywhere close, you'd heard Brother Daniel say, if you're talking about me, it ain't me, boys, for I came here to stay. Amen. Listen, are you listening? It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight, not a game. Amen. This ain't a game. The devil will rob you blind if you think it's a game. Thank God, but I'm glad I'm in my Father's hand. I'm glad I got the Holy Ghost. I'm glad God won't send. Hey, thank God tonight. I'm glad, thank God, there's a business to take care of. How many businesses, Brother Dennis, has put on their door out of business? How many churches, Brother Dennis, has put on their door out of business? I preached on Samuel this morning. I wrote a little something about it this afternoon. Listen, Samuel was given to that nation of people in a dark time when Eli was a backslidden priest and his boys was a bunch of heathens. Amen. Hey, sons of Belial. But you know what God did? Listen to me. You know what God did? God said, I'll raise Samuel up for my purpose. He'll preach. He'll have a message. He'll give it. You want to know a curse of God? The curse of God is if he don't give them a preacher, if he don't give them a word, if he don't give them a shepherd, they will not go nowhere because God set it up like that. Amen. You better thank God Almighty for a man of God that tells you the truth. And I ain't saying that about me. I'm saying it about any man of God. That's a gift of God. That's a gift of God. That's a gift of God tonight. Amen. God does it like that. If I'm going to do his business, I got to be dedicated to his business. I thought about that determined to his business. How determined are we? Amen. Everything comes along, we get thrown out of the saddle. And I know God's keeping me tonight. I'm as weak as anybody else. I got problems. Amen. Somebody, how many? More than what I'd like to have. Amen. And that's all with me, brother. All my problems with me, brother. Amen. It ain't my mother. It ain't my father. It ain't my wife. It ain't my kids. Amen. It ain't my church members. All the problems I have with me, I look in the mirror too. Amen. If I'm going to do the business of God, I've got to bring my flesh under subjection lest I be a castaway. My flesh is worse today than it ever has been since I've been saved. There's more battle today. There's more temptation today. There's more attacks today. There's more bodily feelings today. It's more. That's why he said you got to die daily. You know why God allows you to fall sometimes? Listen to me. That he show you where you at without him. He'll let you fall. Man said, I never would do that. You about to do it. You ain't got a chance if God don't hold you up. I ain't got a chance if God don't hold me up. I can't do the business of God unless God does it through me, unless I submit myself to him and give myself to determine. Paul said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ, him crucified. And that was to a bunch of crowd that said, I'm Apollos, I'm a Peter, I'm a Simon. Amen, I'm a Paul. Amen, that's more about preacher personalities. And who'd I like to hear to preach more? They wanted God. Well, they all died, didn't they? Peter's dead, Apollos is dead, and Paul's dead. But Jesus lives on. Amen. And I'm here to do his business. I'm about my father's business. He's my father through the son. Amen. Mama, when you get up in the morning, thank God. Amen. And you help that little baby up and you wash it. Amen. And thank God, take good care of it. You're doing the will of the Father. Amen. Daddy, when you thank God, get up and you do what you all do, you're doing the will of the Father. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen. Thank God. It's all the will of the Father. It's the business of God. Amen. The light shines brighter in a dark world. And the only way we're going to get it done, thank God, is hook up with him and go forward. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I must be about my father. He looked at his parents. He said, I must be about my father's business. They didn't understand it. But all he was talking was, it's a spiritual business. It ain't about going and building houses. I ain't going back to the car. I mean, I'll do what daddy wants me to do. Joseph was his earthly father. And Joseph must have died pretty soon, even though they had other children, it looks like, according to the scripture. Joseph must have died. And I think Joseph was much older than her. Amen. I think Mary wasn't probably about 15 years old. Amen. You say, wait a minute, preacher, you really believe that? Yeah, I do. I think she was a young virgin woman, according to the scripture. Amen. And one day, thank God, the angel of the Lord said he had favor on her and said, the Son of the Most High is going to be born through your womb. Here's what she says. She said, how can that be? I know not a man. Amen. I know not a man. I don't know a man. Thank God I know the man. Amen. Amen. By experience, thank God, the Holy Ghost. Amen. But she didn't know not a man. And he said, I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit shall overshadow you. Amen. Thank God he'll conceive in you the Son of God. And that holy thing in you, thank God he'll save the world. Amen. That's right. So you're as fortunate and blessed tonight as anybody could be. Have you ever thought about this? God could have chose somebody else in that part of the body beside me and you. That's right. He could. He didn't have to choose me. He sat on you, thank God, and told you, he said, I'm going to put you in the Robinson family. You're going to marry Danielle Redmond. Y'all going to raise a family. And I'm going to glorify my son through you. Boy, I ain't been finna go, but I said, glory to God. Right. And that wasn't speaking in tongues either. Amen. That's just the way God does it. It wouldn't be no... Listen, Brother Redmond. When I got married, we wasn't saved people. God knew what we was. And he knew what he wanted. Amen. That's right. And God took me as it was. Amen. I told God many a time, Jonathan. I've told God many a time. I thought, God, how would you want somebody like me knowing what you's getting? You said it a while ago, you're a rascal. I like what you said 99% of the time. 1% of the time, I thought he'd keep talking, he might get him in a ditch. Amen. He done good, didn't he? I thought you done good, Brother Chris. Amen. Thank God for the preach word, the teach word, the singing, and the blessings of God. When I leave here, I want to do the will of God and be in his will for my life. Amen. I ain't got to do the Father. It must be about my Father's business. Whose business you about tonight? Amen. You got to see this thing. Everything's for the purpose of God and the glory of God in your and my life tonight. Amen. Let's have prayer. You stand with us tonight. Robert Parker, pray for us tonight.